DOT Mobile.
Good morning, Jim. Am I that late?
God, I think I rolled out a couple minutes early today. Good day.
39 over here.
It's supposed to get up to, what, almost 70 and sunny?
I think about 65 today.
That, I'll take it. Should shape up to be a nice day then. Big day at work, or what you got going on?
Anything special going on. They still haven't said anything, so I don't know what to think.
The machines that are down right now, are they duplicates of the machines that are running? So, like, if you had one go down, could you pretty much immediately start one up and get it going if you had to, like if you're waiting on parts?
Some of them you can. You can just pull the mold out and switch the tooling, but it's probably a 6-hour process to pull the tool, switch it out, and then it would depend on, the material that you were supposed to be running. But, yeah, you can do it. A lot of them we can switch and swap.
Do that, yeah. I guess if you had something curried in, you probably wouldn't be too far off from that anyway. I would imagine if it was somewhat close by, it probably wouldn't be worth the manpower to do it.
Depends on, the time of day and what day of the week. If you did it on a weekday early in the morning, you could swap it and you'd be good because, I can have the parts couriered in 12 hours. And if it happened at, 7 o'clock at night, then I'd probably have the parts here before you could get done.
That's dense. Well, yeah, we'll see how the day goes and take it a day at a time on all that mess. You're over mad this morning?
This morning, but yesterday, after I got to work, he texted me. They added 31 new customers, so he was busy trying to locate them yesterday.
Hey, I don't know if that's good news or bad news. I'd say for him it's good news that there's 31 new customers, but I'm hoping it's not because they had so many cutbacks that they're just consolidating routes.
I figured it was because he kept getting home early, and so they decided to make him later.
Yeah.
Made contact on 12 meters last night.
Cool. Where was that at?
Out in the Caribbean, and Anguilla or something like that.
Hear that. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, that's a lot of fun right there.
10 and 12 were open last night. 10 meters you can talk about anywhere in the U.S.
I got one of those 8900s, and it does 10-meter FM, but I had that in a vehicle a while back and never did get to try it out much. I have to find out what I did with that 10-meter. I got an antenna that did that one didn't do 10-meter FM, it did 6-meter FM. I need to find that antenna and pull that thing out and see how it does.
In Texas, last night, just like we're talking right here.
Cool.
And it, as soon as they notice that the band is open, like on 6 and 10, it's like, man, it really gets busy.
People just waiting on that to open up and jump in there.
They were working pile-ups on 6 meter.
That's pretty cool.
You busy? KN4TFW.
For POT. We've stayed steady. This week I've definitely noticed a decline. I think it's starting to catch up to us now. So far everybody's stayed busy and got a few things to do today. Just taking it basically a day at a time.
My boy in Michigan called me last night. He said it snowed all day up there.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want none of that right now.
sun eventually came out and everything melted, but it just snowed steady all day.
So thanks to that, right now, I love the snow, but I've done got myself geared for beach now. You know, I was supposed to go to the beach at the end of this month, and obviously that ain't happening. So right now, I'm on beach mode and more disappointed that I can't go.
We're supposed to go, supposed to go to Santee sometime in September, but we'll, hopefully that won't be a washout. Yeah, probably my sister-in-law usually rents some kind of house somewhere. Last year it was down there at the beach in North Carolina, but this year I think they decided to go to the lake, go down to Santee, so that'll be nice.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good morning, Ed.
Yep, doing good on this happy Friday Eve.
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain myself. I've got my big subdivision to do and two more after that, and then the old man will be done.
You were getting done too early, so they added them extra customers on to you.
Wanted to quit, and they put them on me. I timed myself tonight. I went in and come out in 27 minutes.
What subdivision?
This big subdivision, 31 customers.
I had about a minute a customer. That's not too bad.
Let me get them memorized, and I start using my old shortcuts that I used to use when I was with the police department, and I have it down to probably about 15.
Any of that HF propagation last night?
But I didn't. I when you text me, I was eating dinner with my oldest son and his family, and they wanted to watch Oak Island. So we just sat back and kicked back and pretty much just chewed the rag.
If I didn't let you look at the dial on the radio, you'd have swore 10 meters was 40 meters.
It's your new country, didn't you?
It's a little island out in the Caribbean, Anguilla or something like that. But it was on 12 meter. My first 12 meter contact was the DX.
Been something I hadn't done.
There yet?
Yeah. I just normally ran 80 and 40 and every now and then 20. And whenever I could catch 10. And then you got me interested in all the rest of them. So I run them when I can.
Well, I try to at least scroll through some of those just to see if anything's there. But when I see on the spotting network that, you know, there's a lot of 6 meter frequencies out there and that, then I try to get down there and see if I can get somebody. But haven't gotten 6 yet, but it looks like the antenna's not liking it real good and it's cutting me back.
Figured out. You and Tim, go ahead. I got to go put one on the porch.
I'm going back to bed. KK4NXZ.
It'll be a long day, it looks like.
I'm sleeping good. I mean, every day I go in, I'm tired of the day before. I thought about laying out today, but I can't today.
Essential employee.
Essential employee's out today, so I got to be there in his stead. I'm the next best thing they got. Peanut butter, I guess.
We'll be out today. I wasn't even paying attention to him being off the day because he was off Monday, but I see it now. All right. Well, I'm pulling in, so I'm going to jump out of here. 73s to everybody. Have a great day, and we'll catch up with you hopefully tomorrow. KK4POT.
73s, Tim.
73s, Tim. Have a good one. Stay safe. KN4TFW.
Called me. He is going to be in today.
Morning, Ken.
Morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday Eve.
Tomorrow, so it's a little special to me today.
Hey, did you get your hand sanitizer in? Negative. Really? Well, then maybe it came in. I just didn't see it, but I didn't know it. But that's a good deal.
It wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
I might have to explain that one.
The moonshine.
Okay.
I could drink it or not, but I mean it smells just like moonshine, which I'm sure that's what it is. I was actually expecting, it's real thin. It's like moonshine. I thought it would have the aloe in it or whatever, but I believe a man could drink it. I didn't try it. I'm not going to, just because I don't know what other chemicals they put in it, but it was done by a distillery.
Actually called a hand sanitizer and not like isopropyl. I ordered like 20 gallons or 10 gallons, and then somebody turned right around after me and ordered about another 50. So I ought to have enough if it ever comes in.
Time comes up, you might have enough for everybody to have a glass.
I hear you.
But if you're on the list,
still haven't heard a word. Everything's just hush, hush, and quiet.
That's incredible. Let people ponder on that for a little bit before they get the information.
Hey, Ed, you been doing okay?
So far, so good.
Did Joe's Italian roast in?
Well, Wicked Joe's, and I tell you what, that's pretty good coffee.
It's a dark roast. I'm pretty interested in, did you get it off of Amazon?
I think he bought it at Walmart.
Got to see if they got a small bag of it, which, shoot, I like any kind of coffee, really. But that sounded like it'd be really good.
Toast, it's fairly mild.
Can't pick me up some if you're pretty sure it's in Walmart.
Sure, and if it is, I'll swing through there today and try and get you a bag.
You guys been to the store lately? I mean, how's shopping been?
Saturday was the last time I was, and it just depends. If you go early in the morning, you can do pretty good, but like my Ingles, if you go in the afternoon, all the meat's going to be gone and everything. So, but Milo's has been doing pretty good, and I usually go to that Lidl and that over by me, and they usually have a good selection. But the media's trying to push this, you know, a couple of the meat processing places had coronavirus and had to shut down, so they're trying to make a meat shortage happen.
Bread and a bowl of beans suits me just fine.
Did that last week. Of course, them beans don't suit my wife fine.
Be hard.
They're scared to death of.
If there's anything, just tell her that you're pretending to be a motorboat.
Yeah, and I'll hear that famous saying of hers. That what you just did, don't do that again.
All I do is look at him and say, oops. Wake up now.
And that just trying to drink some of this coffee so it'll be run out about the time I get to work.
I'm in the parking lot.
My donkey a little bit. I'm over here by the hospital now, so I ain't too far out. I'm lining it off my rear.
You guys interested in having you call later in the decal for your back windshield?
You bought me one. I got one on there.
Probably not. I would want somebody behind me going, there's that sucker right there.
And I was going to have some made for y'all. That oldest granddaughter of mine went and bought one of those machines. And she's looking for stuff to do.
A story. I'll take one if she's making it.
I'll snag it.
Oval shaped ones, it says 14652.
Planning on trying to slip one in on my truck, it says old fart.
Hey, which granddaughter is this?
Bailey.
They're gonna have fun with you. You gonna have stickers all over that thing.
Afraid of. I meant to tell you the other day, Easton broke his leg.
Wow, how'd he do that?
Jumping on a trampoline.
Off of that thing?
Nah, he just landed wrong on the trampoline. And the way it looked like his ankle twisted to one side, and it snapped right above the ankle, both the femur and the other bone running down by it.
Oh, how's he doing?
He'd be doing all right. He just, you know, in pain every now and then. But he's lapping up all the attention from his daddy he's getting.
Yeah. Probably grandpa, too.
But his mama, I got just still a little bit of a cough. She don't want nobody around that's coughing or might cough or sneeze or whatever. And the funny part is she's wound up with a sinus infection.
Not poetic justice, is it?
About this time next week, I'll probably get to ease over and see.
Just been getting together with the family and all. We got a couple birthdays we canceled, and we hadn't been getting no congregating together.
Boy of mine, he's there every day checking on me.
People that you deliver to, they get their house tore up by that storm?
I can tell. Of course, when it comes, all tornadoes seem like they go down one particular slot and clumps them. And I deliver on part of it, but it didn't look like it sat down or anything. Now, there's a lot of tree damage and power line damage, but there didn't seem to be none to the houses. Finally got all the power on in Clemson about 8:30, 9 o'clock last night.
His power been out for 2 days.
Their power came on last night at 9:30. They've been out ever since Monday night.
Sure, he's still out of power.
I think Seneca is a total different situation. What I understand, it's still pretty bad over there trying to clean up and get it fixed.
Joins mine for at least 900 feet. He is down in Seneca. He runs he does storm cleanup. He said he's down there working.
Okay, got just about anybody and everybody that can get a hold of to come in and do that. Can't afford anything Friday.
I get it out of there as quick as you can.
Some good firewood.
Seen the other day some oak trees over there that was probably 200, 250 years old, just twisted in two just like it was a piece of paper.
Picture of one time when I was down in Florida, they had a hurricane down there at the southern point of Florida. I saw a picture of a plastic straw driven into a wooden post and by the storm. I thought that was pretty neat.
Imagine what that storm can do.
And I'll be praying for him.
Tell him. And of course, once all this other stuff's over with and he gets where he can move around once they put a permanent cast on, we're going to have to get together and gnaw on a chicken leg.
That's good. I'd be looking forward to that.
Yep, sounds good to me, KN4TFW.
Get together and do some of that good old-fashioned Dutch oven cooking.
Yeah, Ken, you got any Dutch ovens?
That's like a cast iron type pot, right, with a lid?
Yep.
Yeah, I got one that we use when we're camping. And that usually what I do is I use it to cook baked potatoes in.
On that lid, has it got a rim around the top?
Yeah, you can throw it on upside down. Yeah, put a whole turkey on a steak and then put a trash can over the top of it. Background, put a whole turkey on it, get you one of them brand new 35-gallon, steel trash cans and that, and they put it over the top of it and put the coals all around it. In about 2 hours, that sucker will be done.
Never seen that.
This is one time up in Charlotte, and the people next to us was making one of those and that. It was really impressive. It didn't take long at all.
It might.
Get together.
A little gears in that brain of yours was just a horror.
You do that. That'd be pretty fun.
A lot of YouTube stuff out there about it. Coffee can chicken. Institutional number 10 size cans. Get you about a 4-pound chicken. Season it how you want. Double wrap it in aluminum foil. And then put you 13 briquettes in that can and get them lit and get them going. And then you just stick that chicken in right in on top of them and just leave it sit. 2 hours later, it's done. By the time the coals are dying out, the chicken's done.
It would be easier to try than the big barrel with a turkey.
Yeah, I usually do it, and then I'll stick it, I lift the lid up on my grill, and I'll stick it in there and then close the grill, keep the wind off of it. And you can't overcook it because by the time it's getting done, the coals are dying out, and it'll be just as juicy and that. It'll be a really good chicken.
Now that, because I think I got some clean number 10 cans.
Holes in the side down near the bottom, and they call for 13 briquettes unless you're superstitious. That's all you need. It's impressive.
And briquettes is what I use on my Dutch oven if I'm using charcoal to cook. Other than that, I just throw a shovel full of coals on there.
About camping, so when we camp, man, we eat good.
First night, we'll take baked, potatoes and steak and that kind of thing in, stuff that, we couldn't keep for a couple of days, but we eat real good. We eat good anyway, even on the third day of camping. Well, crawdads out of the creek, cooked them up, made them, and caught fish and ate those.
Scared of the shellfish, but when all this is done, I need to go have me a one of them allergy tests done to see about shellfish. They didn't add a lot of stuff to my menu.
Good morning.
Oh. Good morning, Al.
Traffic doesn't sound real good on my end. It probably doesn't sound good on your end.
Sound good at all, Al. I get over to get some coax. I have to fix this. It's all the way.
Getting a Slim Jim outside the window, then I think you'd be fine.
There's a half a meter in front of my friend. I
have to take a
cash transaction
a couple
hundred bucks, so I have to justify it in writing what I'm doing with the money. Ridiculous.
You, what you're
going to
do with your money?
They gave my friend a hard time for giving me the cash in the first place, and they're trying to say it's a fraudulent transaction paying somebody. I like that one.
Banks.
All the banks are doing that. Any cash transaction out there, if they
want
to make a question, anything they want to.
Have my money in the bank.
You have house payments, mortgage payments, car payments, you work for people, you have to.
No, you can have those automatically drafted out of the bank, but that's the only money I keep in the bank is what gets automatic draft.
What kind of transactions, those are the ones that matter, and that's why I'm having a problem. You gotta read the book, the War on Cash, you should read that. I'll just go to the bank, I'll just tell them what's on the mail, and I'll just have to let the lawyer deal with it. Actually, anyway, if I end up having a hassle, I have a hassle, I don't care. But in the banks, you have to write it down with your driver, and you can't go in to see anybody in the bank, so now you gotta write down the transaction with a piece of paper, so I'm just going to write a piece of paper on a note, have my cabinet write it down, and then I'm going to sign it. That's a crummy signal.
You better go ahead and ease on in that way and get my party started today. So I'll say 73 to you guys and hope everybody stays safe and has an awesome day, and look forward to catching you guys tomorrow. And Mike, I know you're off tomorrow, so I'll try to catch you when we can. KN4TFW.
73's Ken, try and catch you this afternoon.
Ken, have a good day. Man, I know I'm running late. Take care, be safe.
Sorry, I actually heard a couple of jets out there today.
I don't think it's windy.
I rained last night, there's probably water on the table. I heard one jet. Guys, you guys want to see your destination, so you want to see down your paper this morning there. Your signal sounds really strong.
Sitting in the driveway. I got done there just a few minutes early this morning.
Clock?
4:06.
I haven't even heard my clock go off yet.
59.
I had an old AM radio, man. I want to go around walking around out there and see what's going on.
I appreciate you hanging out in the yard talking to Sin. I hope you have a good day. I'm going to say 73's to you. I'm fixing to pull up right here, and I'm going to have to jump out and run in like a wild man. 73's, and get you some rest, enjoy your coffee, and have a great day. If you get a chance to talk to Easton, tell him I said hello. KK4NXC, clear on your final.
Well, you have a good one. Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard, and hopefully we'll probably catch you somewhere between now and then. And I'll pass that on to Easton. So I'm going to go ahead and clear out and go in and get me some coffee. 73 to you, Al. You have a good one, and stay out of trouble. So KM4NXC, we clear.
73 is Al.
Guys, thanks for letting me in here. I'm drinking my coffee, good to hear from you. And I guess I'm just going to have to go deal with it, and I'm just going to write it down as it is, and if they give me a hard time, let them give me a hard time.